Season 4. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I am good. How are you, Paul?
It's unbelievable. We are now in Season 4. It is officially Season 4 of Community News. This is the longest I've ever done anything in my entire life. That's all I have to say.
Oh my gosh, me too. I am in disbelief. I can't commit to anything this long, but here we are. It must be so much fun to work with.
Oh, that's so sweet. I feel the feeling is absolutely 100% mutual. So, I see you got all gussied up for our Season 4 party today. It's amazing.
I know, I look amazing. I don't want to brag, but...
Well, you are totally overdressed because what would be a Season 4 of Community News without talking about the newest fad that we saw advertised in the campgrounds coming to the outskirts of town, our very own Nakations. Is that how you pronounce it? Nakedations? Nakations? You're better at this stuff.
I never heard of Nakations before until that article we saw saying that Nakations... which is going to nudist camps and going camping in the nude, are not only a thing. They've been a thing for a while. We're just learning about it. But apparently they are on the rise since COVID, since people got vaccinated. It's people's way of celebrating being vaccinated. And they said they have more people than ever and more young people than ever.
It's amazing. It is so wonderful. And now that it's coming to our town, we'll be able to see naked people everywhere, all shapes and sizes, running around, eating pizza at Coach Fowler's Pizza. Can you imagine them going in naked to Coach Fowler's Pizza, what his response is going to be?
I'd love to see that. But you know what? Yeah, I mean, with those nudist colonies, it's never the people you want to see that are naked.
I don't care. A naked body is a naked body. Who cares? I love nakedness.
Really old and droopy and not, you know.
I'm old and droopy right now myself, so.
No, you're not. I can see you and you on the Skype here and you look fit. You're like Jack LaLanne.
Right.
Getting better and better every year.
Jack LaLanne was like 700 when he did those things. I'm not 700 quite yet.
And he had the sickest body.
He had what?
And he had the sickest body.
He did have a sick body.
Yeah.
But yeah. So should I get down and do some push-ups for you? Is that what you're saying? Naked push-ups?
I'm just saying you're not the people don't want to see. I'm the person someone doesn't want to see. You do not want to see me on a Nakation right now.
Let's go to Nakation together. Let's do a community. Let's do next week's show from the Nakation grounds. What do you say?
I just love the word Nakation. I never even knew that was a word.
I want to see how many times we could say it during the podcast. That's all I care.
I know. I never knew that was a word. But what I thought was so interesting was the article said the fastest growing group are the 18 to 35 year olds. So it's usually the people you never want to see naked. But that was like, what? It's the group you want to see naked. And they're the most fast growing group. So that's a reason to go down there. Check out some hot bods.
So are we then like chaperones? Is that what it's like, a high school dance and we're the chaperones there chaperoning everyone because they're so much younger? Is that how it would work?
Yeah, but it's more like we're just curious, bored spies.
Okay. Let's face it. The chances of us going there or doing anything or interacting are about zero. So anyone who is interested, check out Nakations. They are here in Townport on the outskirts. They'll be coming to town. I'm sure it's the same crew who are the furries, who are at the Hi-Ho and everybody else. So
now, the question is, you said they're here, but are they here to stay? Because all of a sudden, those Nakation articles started coming out when everybody seemed to think it was hallelujah, roaring 20s, everything's better. But now with the new surges all over the country and the new breakthrough cases, do we think Nakations are here to stay?
Well, I think Nakations are here to stay. All you have to do is wear a mask. I mean, that's all. That's your one covering. The one covering they require is over your mouth and nose. Other than that, you're okay.
That are anti-clothing everywhere would be anti-mask too, but I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, so Nakations coming to town. Also, everybody is getting ready for back to school. There's a big back to school sale in town. All the stores are doing something. It's a tax-free week in town. So make sure to get all your back to school stuff. I will not be going there because I don't need to see any of the brats shopping with their parents. I want this. No, I want this. No, I want this. No, I want this. I will be avoiding all of that. I will let you go to that, Sasha.
It must make you so happy that one thing you don't have to do anymore is back to school shopping with your kids.
It's amazing. It's great. It's yeah.
It's one of the things you're happy to get off the to-do list, right?
We have so many pencils, unsharpened pencils in our house from every year buying pencils for the kids. It's unbelievable. I'm going to build an addition to the house of pencils with how many we have here.
We have binders. You know, they used to be so specific in elementary and middle. This many 2-inch binders, this many 1-inch binders. They didn't use any of the binders.
Right. So
we stressed over not having 1-inch or 2-inch. Like if they ran out, we stressed that they had the wrong one. And somehow, therefore, as my little one says, now that means I'll never get into college. I won't get into a good college. I'll end up at community college. I'll end up homeless. He always goes through that. If he says there's something that he doesn't do right, he feels like they tell him that that means he won't get into college, not a good college, a community college, and he'll end up homeless.
So basically, by not having a 2-inch binder, instead having a 1-inch binder, he will be living on the street panhandling. Is that what he said?
He takes it each time that if he's not exactly to the way they say.
Now, will that be on his sign as he holds it up, as he's on the side of the road? I was here because I did not have the right size binder, in which case I did not go to the right college, in which case I did not wound up begging for money. Is that what's going to happen?
That would be a good sign. That reminds me that someone posted a sign that, oh my God, I must send you, but I can't even say it on the show. It's so X-rated. I'm going to send it to you though. Someone I know posted a sign that I showed my kids and I need to show you.
Wait a second. So you showed your kids that it's super X-rated, but you will not say it on air.
I decided that season 4, I'm doing no cursing.
Zero?
Yeah, because I think that it might make our show, like I want our show to really get big and get more listeners. And I feel like I can't turn off any of the people that are a little prissy and don't like that language.
All right. So over under on how many shows this will last. I'm not even going to say, yeah, how many shows will last. I'll say you're going to do it for the rest of this episode. I think you can do it.
Yeah.
But over under on how many shows it will last.
I don't know. I feel like I need to do it all season. I want us to become the biggest thing, the biggest podcast that there ever was.
Ever.
If people are listening, they should rate and review us. If you're listening for the first time, go rate us, go review us. That helps us in the algorithm. Go subscribe to our show.
Excellent. And that's it. So that was season 4. It's a quick show because I am running to start my naycation. I am going to be gone for a week, totally naked. And we'll be recording live next Tuesday, our big extravaganza. And until then, as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, it's been a pleasure, Sasha. I will see you again next week.
Always great to see you, my friends. I will see you next Tuesday.
And
we love you, community.
We do love you, community. We'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.